integrity. That's called courage.
Free up your mind. Use your imagination.
All you need to know is I'll get you there.
Learning.
Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Our guests are our students, opinionated, daring, and ridiculously smart. They ask tough questions about life and about learning. This podcast is by them and for them.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining me for the 9th episode of the Open House Podcast. This is a theme today that's like very close to like everyone at Open House's heart. Sex is the most natural thing ever, and yet we always talk about it in hushed tones and behind closed doors. When we started the podcast a few weeks ago, we wanted to pick up things that people were afraid to talk about. So talking about sex and sex education is really the perfect theme. And we have an amazing panel of speakers today. Our guest speakers are Elnaz and Sanjali from Shout. They started Shout to remove the stigma around sex education in India. And their Instagram page is quite literally a one-stop shop for all things sex education. They're both very determined to bring a change in Indian society's perception of sex. Elnaz is a 19-year-old accessory design student, and Sanjali is a leather design student at NIFT Delhi. Our student speaker is Meenakshi Nathani, a 17-year-old from Calcutta. She's in class 12 and has recently become part of the Open House student family as a member of the Entrepreneurship Club. She is an ambivert and loves to have interesting conversations with new people. And let's hope today's conversation goes into the interesting bucket for you, Meenakshi.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today. Before we start, I just want to invite Elnaz and Sanjali to talk about Shout a little bit and why they started it.
All right. First of all, thank you so much for even calling.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us here.
It's a privilege to be here.
No, and really excited.
Shout, a few words would sum up Shout for Sanjay, and I would be just mere happiness. We got out of little things, and that just transformed into like a bigger project. And it might be the excitement of, you know, a TV show, you know, the theatrical appearance to, you know, little things that formed Shout. Sanji, why don't you just, I mean, continue?
Yeah, so as Elnaz mentioned, the little happinesses we used to get, right? So first, when the, I think, Sex Education Season 2 came around, at that time, and we were like so excited to, you know, do it at that time, and we were referring to some scenes and some dialogues, and we were like shouting in our class, oh, this dialogue, that scene, we could do this and that, and we had some very random crazy ideas, and bit by bit we built on it. It took months for us to actually execute the plan, a lot of thinking, but we are here finally.
No, that's really cool. Why do we as a society just not feel comfortable talking about sex? And I don't even think it's about teaching like students. I think even when we're older, that shyness remains. Why do you think that is? Meenakshi, why don't you take this first?
Personally, I think since childhood, we have been told that just don't talk about it. Like, even my parents, we never talked about it till today. Like, till today, we have never really talked about the subject sex. Whenever it came up on TV, whenever there's a condom ad, there's just awkward silence. So they just don't accept, just people don't accept that it's normal just because you know, it's intimate. They think that, you know, it's, I don't, they make it awkward. And yeah,
I mean, personally speaking, more than anything else, it is, you know, a lot of societal norms and values that are inculcated in our society.
Yeah.
So even though there is a lot of generational gap, and also because when we are with people, especially elder people, instead of very, you know, you can handle the situation in a very, very, very easy way. Like, I come from a family which is full of females, to be very honest. And condom ads, like Sunny Leone coming on TV, is very often. you know. And I think the good thing my parents and my mother did was they never went around saying that, oh my God, what's there? They never really emphasized that, oh, it's different in the first place. They, like, you know, normalizing it at a grassroots level is what's important. And that's what's missing. So even when Sanjali and I started researching about the lack of sex education in the first place, especially in a country like India, we realized that let educational system be, you know, it's not even about what people are taught. First of all, not everyone's even taught sex education in school. Secondly, it's the way the, it's like your normal values. Jaise, you know, we are taught ki bado ko namaste bolte hain.
Exactly.
So we aise bola ki, no, oh my God, no, don't do this. And it's just that, that is where the problem is.
Hmm. You know? Is sex education, like, is sex education a girl-boy thing? Do you think, like, people talk to boys about sex, but not with girls?
To an extent, there are instances where I think fathers talk to boys about it once they are at a certain age, but girls get nothing around sex. Like, they some girls are not even taught about periods in that instance. Yeah.
I mean, the point is even sex education for girls. Sorry, sex education for everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Menstruation, reproduction, reproductive parts, menopause, STDs. How many STDs are we taught? HIV and AIDS, which also fall into the same category. What about everything else? I am not saying that, okay, in a science textbook, like, even if you're teaching reproduction, you're giving an entire chapter to reproduction. And I'm not just talking about one state board here. I'm talking about national boards, international boards, and so many others.
Right.
One chapter you're dedicating to something that is so natural to you, so important to you. You know, why are girls not, you know, when you're talking about the fact that if you're talking about reproduction, why are you not talking about what are the consequences if you're not maintaining a hygienic reproductive
Basically, they don't teach the practical aspects to it. It's just textbook knowledge.
I mean, it's not going to help me understanding ki when a sperm is meeting in egg, wo kaise the fancy shapes banta hai. Am I going to tell my gynecologist that this is the shape I'm at? No.
And that's also science, right? That's also science. It's not life.
Yeah, exactly. Knowledge is what lacks.
So then my next question is actually to Meenakshi. What are some of the things that you would want to know about? Of course, we study, as Elna's pointed out, you study reproduction, you study menstruation, you study menopause. What are some of the things that you want to know about and are not getting addressed?
As Elna said, we should be more focused on the practical aspects, like what's actually happening with our bodies while we're going through puberty. Like in class 10, we had this chapter and we had a list of what we what will happen or what happens in puberty. But like how to deal with that? How, because that is the when this pubic hair and, you know, all of these is the body parts are growing, we become really insecure and vulnerable about those things. We are not taught how to deal with that. And after that, how to respect each other, because, you know, just how normal it is, the thing. So, I think the practical thing, how it's done. Plus, there's just one chapter. And I personally, what I experienced, like when the teacher is teaching that experience, everybody is making, you know, smirks and there's jokes around. So the teachers are also giving up, like they won't understand. I think you guys know a lot about this chapter. So, you know, she just ends it as fast as she can, because even she gets awkward and we make fun and, you know, it's not addressed properly. And then the students go to unreliable sources, they go to porn to figure out about their body, and, you know, that's just not right.
I think picking up on Meenakshi's point where she's talking about, you know, discomfort, firstly, I mean, you know, when they are teaching reproduction also, they mention the term orgasm in reference to only men. Like, oh, men orgasm and then you have babies.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Females do it.
I haven't read this, or I haven't even. I don't. It
I'm
not
surprised that they would write orgasm in a textbook. Yeah,
exactly.
Actually.
I didn't see it.
About the textbook I studied from, if I'm not wrong, it was called something called Active Science. All right, and it had it mentioned the word orgasm.
They
and
mention orgasm where they talk about semen, I think.
Yeah, that's when they're talking.
Yeah,
about
but they don't mention about orgasm in women at all.
As a feeling, they don't talk about it as a feeling. They instead of ejaculation, you also call it orgasm.
Biological terms basically.
Automatically, okay, you know, people who are privileged enough to get a proper education, they still understand. I don't expect everyone to understand. I'm still saying that they will know that female orgasm kuch hota hai. Tell me about the people who are referring to the same textbook, but they just cannot afford that quality of an education coming from a lower strata. So pleasure to as a concept is only messed up, na then?
Exactly.
You know, it's just not going in and coming out. It's dynamic as a process. It is literally just as dynamic as anything. Like, I mean, every little thing in life is so dynamic, but sex is something like, shh, in the bedroom, bro. That's it. You know?
So, And Meenakshi had also mentioned the point about, you know, going to online sources which are not trusted. And that's where the teenagers are misled. There are so many myths and rumors and and porn basically creates very unrealistic expectations, and we also get a lot of DMs this is not happening and that is not happening on size just because of porn.
And I think that is causing a lot of body image self
issues. Yeah,
I mean,
they are very insecure. Most of our DMs are about insecurity, not as it is about sex education, but it's more people are insecure, and that's all I think because of media only.
And I think adding to what Sanjali is saying at this point, sex education at this point, you know, more about giving the technical knowledge, like as we're talking about practical knowledge, more than giving away the technical aspect of it, I think for us it's more important to give out the concept of comfort and acceptance.
The way to communication.
Way to communicate. Communicate both ways.
Yeah.
You know, the way to accept who you are, how your partner is, and what you both have is perfectly normal.
Right.
You know, it's not wrong. Mm. And, you know, because of porn, because of these random websites where they're just, you know, telling you that, oh, you use this, you know, one instrument and your dick size is going to go from this to this.
Yeah.
It's so unreal.
Coming to body issues, I remember there's this product being advertised a lot. I think it's an Indian brand only, where they talk about lightening of intimate areas because we tend to get pigmentation around it. Yes. And honestly, there is no cure to getting the lightening of intimate areas, and it's natural. It's caused because of hormonal changes basically. And as we are Indians, we are brown. The pigmentation tends to get more as compared to what we see in Western areas, right? And they are advertising these products, and there are many influencers also who advertise it. I've seen it on my Instagram stories, sponsors wale part mein, and it's very disappointing that influencers are also promoting that product because it's not viable. They are misleading people, and in a way, they are also making them insecure. We have also got DMs regarding the same thing, right? About pigmentation and how to lighten the private parts and things like that.
There are doctors making money out of it, dude. They have like a prior thing that, you know, we will lighten your thing with laser and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's not because of anything, but because of the fact that, you know, your vagina is a little acidic. And
yes, I actually have experienced this when something like this happened. And I was like, what is happening? Okay, so what is it called? I don't even remember. It's discharge, right? Why discharge?
Yeah.
And I was so confused. You know what I thought? I thought it was sperm and it was coming out of me. And I thought I was like 11 or I was 12. I was like, did I just like, what's happening? Did I turn into a boy? How is, because I knew sperm is white in color. So I just like, then I asked my friends about it. Do you experience that? So they're like, yeah. Okay. Then I'm like, no more. I actually read it in about Anne Frank, Diary of a Young Girl. She mentions about this. Yeah, that's the first release where I read. And then I was like, okay, Anne Frank is going through it. It's normal.
Herself and Anne Frank.
But tell me, Meenakshi, do you think schools have a responsibility to talk about these things?
Yeah, of course. School is a second home, right? If for some reasons our parents are not able to talk about it, or if it's awkward for them, school should have the responsibility to talk about it, because they teach us. The school is the foundation of everything in our future, whatever we are going to do. So, like, just like the teachers ABCD, since I think nursery, they should tell us first about good touch and bad touch, and then gradually increasing the knowledge about our bodies and making it sound normal and not funny or awkward, right?
Honestly, why it gets awkward or funny when people are taught about it all of a sudden is because they are not, you know, built on that till that stage. Just like she said, ki from nursery you should teach about it, from small things to bigger things. They straight away go to reproduction and expect us to be all normal in a classroom. That is, and, I think.
And we see in movies, whatever we see, like in older movies, the hero heroine is dancing and suddenly there's flower. And we don't know what's happening behind that those two flowers, right? So we think it's funny. We think it's like, we shouldn't know about it. So that's why we get uncomfortable when we actually have to talk about it, because we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What about home, guys? Are these conversations like happening at home? And honestly, over here, I'm just looking for like funny and embarrassing stories about your parents trying to talk to you about sex.
I want to have a very crazy experience on this one. So I was like, I think 13 or 14, all right. And there was some adult movie that had come in. It was some horror movie. So mostly all the horror movies are adult, right? So my mother was going with my Masi and my nani. So she's like, Elnaz, don't worry. You turn 18 and then we'll go watch dirty movies together. And I was like, Mom, what are you talking about here? And she said, no, we'll have all the fun together. I was like, what? And I mean, that's how I feel. It's just so normal, you know, because it's just not a big deal, right? And at this stage, I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so open and so out there about it. Like when Sanjay and I are having discussions sometimes, there are times when my mother is taunting me about my, my status or what I am doing, and she's like, look at you, such a dud case, doing nothing in life. And I'm like, Mom, team call, not right now. So I think it's how you normalize it at home. More than school, I think it's how your family, how your parents define it for you. I also understand at this point that while you grow up, you relate to the similar sex more, right? Like I would go to my mother, a guy would go to, it's but obvious. But the way it's portrayed out to them is very, very important, right? So, and I think speaking as a co-founder, I'm sure for Sanjali as well, you know, if it would have been such a taboo for us, talking in front of our like fathers in particular would have been such a big deal. Like, no, you know. Like,
yeah, when I was so, you know, scared before telling my parents ki, okay, me and Elnaz are doing this project and we are thinking about launching it. And Mom is like, what are you doing? Why have you posted this? Because honestly, at my home, they are not that open, okay? And I think that's the most case of Indian households. And but luckily, my friends and my peers are very, you know, open on this topic. And that's where I bring another perspective, because Elnaz has parents who are open about it. Mine are not that open about it. So we can both, you know, come to a common point and give solutions to how should we tackle this problem. Because she knows how it is to get it, and I know how it is to not get it. Like, even though my parents don't talk about it, but they have supported me throughout this whole journey, and I'm really glad about that, because I was very skeptical about it. Ki, are they going to support me? What should I tell them? But in the end, we are here. So,
What about you, Meenakshi? What has it been like for you? What are your funny stories?
There are quite a few. So one of them, I was in 7th grade and there was a trip. So my father was not here. He was living in Dubai. He was doing a job in Dubai. And he calls me up and says, you can go. Like, I was asking if I can go. You can go. But he used this exact words. Hanky-panky. No hanky-panky with boys. I was surprised, because that's the first time we ever had any topic. Like, it was very awkward for me. And I couldn't even answer him. I just laughed and I just ignored what he told. So, you know, just like hers, the topic of sex is not open in my house too. Again, story I know, we were watching PK, Aamir Khan's PK, and we were all in hall, and there's a scene where somebody drops a condom, and
yeah.
PK and Priyanka, Anushka Sharma is talking about it. And I remember me and my brother were sitting and we were stuffing popcorns in our face so that we couldn't laugh. Like, we really had to stuff popcorns, because if we laugh, they would know that we know. So we had to stuff. Later, somebody told that inko to samajh mein nahi aaya hoga kya ho raha hai movie mein. And we were like, right, you think. So yeah.
No, yeah, I think, Meenakshi, for you, like, this conversation, what I think hanky-panky happened much earlier for me and my sister, who's older to me. I think we could only, like, joke about it with, like, our dad, like, in our 20s. It did not happen before that at all.
But he did not explain what that hanky-panky was. So, in my defense,
He just assumed
I would know. And even now, both of them, my parents, just assumed that I know about it and that I don't do anything. I don't take any wrong decisions regarding that. You know, you should know of us.
So then when you want to learn about, like, sex or other related things, who do you go to? Do you go to a friend or a doctor, or do you just go online? What is the situation?
To a friend. So we had in school, last two periods, every Wednesday we had an art club, right? So after the club, all my girlfriends and I would just sit together and would talk about this. We would talk about sex. We would talk about periods openly. And that's the only source of knowledge about this, where I've got this. Other than that, no, just the movies and all that. Nobody has personally actually taught me or talked to me about that. So yeah.
Next time, just head to shout.
Literally, when I was going to say, like, shout here for your head.
Yeah, people think that sex education is, like, just about the act of it.
Yeah.
But there's so much more about sex education, and it's a very vast topic, honestly. So to cover it but we try our best to cover each and every topic.
You know, we spoke about this briefly earlier on in the episode, but when you don't talk about sex openly, you create a very dangerous situation where people have, you know, unreal expectations, or people don't know about, you know, something like, okay, how do you have the conversation about consent, or something like, you know, painful sex, and the fact that for a lot of women, it is painful. Can you guys talk about some of these things? What are these misconceptions, and what happens when you don't talk about these things openly?
Talking about miscommunication, it's not only about these little things. It's even, like, you know, what you mentioned right now, it's the bad part about sex. You know, when I'm saying bad part, I mean ki aftermath kya hota hai, ya, you know, consequences kya hote hain, ya ye nahi kiya to ye hua. But there is miscommunication about what is actually going on as well.
Yeah, what I like, what I don't like.
What I like, what I don't like. Maybe what gives me happiness. Sometimes during the act, there are people who are so shy. Like, you know, for it, hypothetically, it's a relationship between a boy and a girl, and the guy is trying to please the girl, but like it's just not hitting that point, you know. And the girl knows that, yes, you know, this is what I want, but that's yeah. what I'm getting. So they're so shy to even do it themselves.
But you know, many women don't know what they like because, again, lack of sex education, because they don't know.
Right. Yeah.
That pleasure is an aspect for them as well.
More than that, it's the taboo of masturbation.
Exactly.
Oh, you masturbate. Yeah, bro, I masturbate. Like, it's instead of, you know, again, the lack of acceptance is creating all these misconceptions and miscommunication. And if we have to talk about the amount of miscommunications, let's just start with like where you started. You know, we're talking about painful sex. Painful sex is not only because, well, you lack lubrication. It can also be because you probably have a yeast infection.
Yeah.
You know, or probably that there is some other STI or STD that you might have either taken or, you know, have it yourself. There are also times when I know that, you know, people before doing sexual activities, you know, they say, okay, let's go for a test. It's a good habit, right? There is no harm in getting a test. But people fake that too. So it's all about your ethical practices, your moral practices, and everything you are as an individual that causes miscommunication. You know,
I feel that miscommunication also happens somewhere due to insecurities people face. They don't talk about it because they're insecure about it. Mm-hmm. And that is why they are shy also.
That's true. That's indeed very true. And like talking about insecurity issues, you know, it's just, I mean, if I were to go on about the kind of insecurities people have in terms of sex as a topic, like people are scared of maybe how their face would look while they orgasm. So no lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm my you know, my dick is too dark. Switch off the light. You know, that, oh, just look around. Let me just quickly undress. You know, there are just so many. It's during the act, it's before the act, it's after the act, it's just all around. And insecurity as a topic, even, it just, insecurity as a topic not only is related to sex, but it branches out to every aspect of life. But
it builds, it hampers the confidence in everything, you know. If you're insecure about yourself, you don't present in class well, or you don't talk to somebody. I mean, you get my point, right?
I think, Meenakshi, when you said that, you know, every Wednesday, 2 hours in art club, you would talk about, you know, all things sex with your friends. My actually question is, how much does that help? Because they're all like 17 or 16 like you.
Yes. So we all were figuring out whatever we read, whatever we could see, whatever maybe somebody else's parents would talk about it. So they would come and say, yeah, my mother told me this. So, you know, just know that. So we just, whatever we knew, we just bring from different places and tell each other about that. Like what this painful sex topic, these things we never knew about this because we were never talked about this. We were never ever like, I actually got to know a couple of things which I've never really known. So, and again, the insecurity issue, what she's talking about, if those things are addressed when we are like this age, 16, 15, then in future, we wouldn't have to face those insecurities and we wouldn't have to be so awkward with our partners about it. So, yeah.
So how far has the show Sex Education sort of helped, you know, in breaking some myths and clearing out some doubts? I know Meenakshi has watched a few episodes yeah. And I know Elnaz and Sanjali, of course, have watched the whole thing.
Great inspiration. I mean, for me, honestly, like when I started watching it, first thing that came to my mind was that it's unbelievable how it's so normal.
Yeah.
I understand,
yeah.
Like, you know, the setting is American based. Sorry, it's American.
It's in UK.
It's UK based, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a foreign setting. Everyone's just accepted it. Haan, hota hai. You know, there was this one episode, I think, where they go to get an eye pill, Otis and one more girl. And she's like, you get it because you put me in that position. I mean, it's straight up girl boss attitude. which I think we all need to learn from. I mean, you know, talking about this particular episode and scene in specific, it, you know, boils down to the girl always. Pregnant hai, usse, matlab, you know, she's dealing it with herself. She's on a pill, so she's dealing it with herself. Right? And you, it's not like, I'm just going to talk about Indian scenario here. It's not like the men are ready to, you know, take anything on themselves. Condoms, we, you know, they're going to wear income because, okay, we need to wear condoms. You know? But when I'm talking about other contraceptions, it's the girl facing it. You know, there was the other day there was a news about how they're going to put like oral pills for men as well.
Yeah.
So that they do not, you know, so I mean, yes, that's what we need. We need men on hormones and with hormonal problems. So that we can also tell them that here, we are disowning you, ta-ta. Right?
Why are you being so hormonal?
Yeah.
Why are you being so cranky?
Well, you put me here in the first place. I am crying and laughing together because of you. So it's very important that we get that. So
I have a slightly like controversial question now, and I know there's no right answer to this, but is there a right age to have sex? There is a legal age in India, which is 18. In Canada, for example, like it's 16, and in Poland, I was doing some research yesterday. In Poland, it's actually 15, the legal age to have sex. So is there a right age? Are people ready at 18, or is 18 too late? What are your thoughts about that?
Okay, there's this very common misconception that if you introduce the topic about like a topic like sex to kids, so it will make them, you know, have it at an earlier age. In fact, I think I read some research or stats where they tell that it's on the contrary side. When people know about it, they tend to wait longer and, you know, analyze the situation, whether I want it, whether I do not want it, and it actually happens at a later stage in their life when they are taught about it.
Adding to what Sanji literally just put very, very correctly, it's about anything in life. You know, jab aapko us cheez, when you, you know, you deprive something or someone, you want it more.
Yeah.
Water, activity, anything. You know, it's as simple as like, you know, for example, someone's parent allows alcohol at home. So, wo bachcha bahar jaake will not go nuts. Oh my God, there is so much alcohol. But on the contrary, a kid who's deprived alcohol, then no, you're not going to have it. The kid just needs an opportunity ki bhai mujhe, I need that alcohol.
That's such a very nice point.
You know, that's the same with sex as well. So, for a lot of people, for like a lot of my peers as well, considering they knew, you know, what it is, what it's supposed to mean, and how the concept of sex is so messed up, that, you know, right now it's just about hookups and flings, and like the entire concept ki wo kaise hona chahiye is so messed up that they just want to rush into it. As I was talking,
they just
about
want to experience it, what it is. They are very curious about it.
Those 14-year-olds who are not working anymore. Why? I'm not saying that, oh, they did it out of, oh, matlab, obviously, it was their personal choice, and I really, really hope it was consensual. But at the same time, it's not like they couldn't have waited.
Yeah.
Right? And the possibility of them indulging into this activity simply because, ooh, I've had sex. You know, that can be such a major reason that, oh, I had it.
Right? See, there's no right age, honestly.
And it's stupid to define an age.
Yeah.
Like, there is legal age. But if I, as an individual, was to consider when or when I shouldn't have it, is when I know what it actually means.
Yes.
Be when I'm psychologically ready and I understand what can be the ifs and buts.
Yeah.
Because it's not a flowery activity. It can lead to a lot of things. And, well, talking about lead to a lot of, there can be STDs, you know, there can be STIs, there can be discomfort in terms of not having knowledge about your own self. You know, at 14, you're developing.
Mm.
You know, some girls barely have their breasts, you know. So for the exact way to understand how the chest, you know, arousal happens, how will it happen, And later, you know, that lineage is defended. Oh, nothing happens, like nothing happens to me here. So don't even try. Right. So I think you should always keep experimenting. But before you start, you should know what you're getting into. So till the time you know that you're ready to deal with it psychologically, mentally, and all of that, I think there's a thumbs up there. But legally, please don't do it before 18.
What about you, Meenakshi? What do you think about this whole like conversation about right age to have sex?
I've seen people, I've known people, they're like, yes, I want to experience this, what is shown in porn, and like I know everything I need to know, and I will do this. But I always if I ever come across a person like that, if he's a friend or she's a friend of mine, I always, you know, is that acche se jaan lo, then do it, just like what she told. But so I also think I agree that first just know about it. Like even now at this point, I don't know a lot of things. So me personally, I would rather know everything and then do it. So again, there's no right age. 18 is the right legal age, I think, but once you know everything, yeah.
You know, Elna's also spoke about the idea that sex is cool. Do you find that among your peers, Meenakshi? Like having sex at 15 or 16 is cool, or let's just, you know, be the first in the peer group to have experienced it.
So there are two types of people. Some people think that it's cool and, you know, maine kar liya, I have won at life. And other people are like, isne kar liya, she's not a good person. Usse dur rehte hai. Like, even if they've kissed or something like, I don't think so, he's a good person. Let's just, so there are two types of people. So I have friends from both the categories. I personally, me, just let people do what they do. If they, I know they're doing something wrong, I could advise them. But yeah, right.
So what you're saying is that there are these two extremes. There is no
There's
no middle ground.
Ki ek to karna hi nahi hai. I will not do it because it's gross. The other one is I will do it because it looks so good in porn. Yeah.
I that, like when I was in ninth grade, you know, there were my seniors who were genuinely exploring, and you know, always in school you have those ideal couple dating since years.
Right.
I think one or two couples. Okay, so one of them, and you know, I was like, oh, they've had sex, really? Like, oh, is that a thing? You can have sex in school? Like, you know,
at that point, it used to be so amusing to hear about it, and we used to like be so amazed, and we used to talk about it.
I remember I was just like, bro, I am not doing it for sure. This is so unethical, you know.
Right.
It's that I was like, oh, really? And then when I was in 12th grade, and like my peers were doing it, and I was like, oh, now I understand, you know, what their perspective was.
Yeah.
You know, so again about where you are in life, whether you're comfortable yet or no. And it's all about that.
In the end, it just boils down to your mental state and how ready you are and how self-aware you are, basically.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just heard boils down.
Those were actually all of my questions for tonight. Do you guys have questions for each other?
I think it'll be very stupid if Sanjali and I have questions about this, considering we own Shout.
No, I mean something that you would want to, I don't know, you know, just be curious about, maybe how 17-year-olds are thinking.
I mean, I would really, at this point, coming from the fact that I'm in college now, right? The situation in college is very, very different.
Yeah.
Like, sex. So, you know, that entire special feeling, like, you know.
And that amusement about
amusement,
you know, listening about it.
It's flat. Gone. It's like fully coke. Flat, absolutely. Nothing left. So, I want to understand that. For 17 years old, I'm so sorry. One second. I am so sorry. I hope this gets... Talking about... where were we?
17 years old.
How the excitement is sort of like gone.
17 years old, I would really want to know that what is it that you're looking for? You know, because it's so overdone, it's so overspoken. Is it the same in school still? Or is there like, you know, that phase is gone, but you want to know about something else? Because yeah, that's what we would want to also incorporate.
What kind of topics you want to know about, or what is the way you would want to learn about it?
I think I would like to know, so is sex like that special? Like, is it like it's shown in movie that you do it with one person, it has to be perfect and it has to be gentle, or, you know, there's this thing in my mind, I build it up that the first time if I ever do it, it has to be, you know, very gentle, and I would orgasm and everything would be perfect, right? So does that happen? I don't think so it does.
Well, Meenakshi, I'm going to speak from experiences which I've heard from people, everything.
Yeah.
That it's not the same.
Yeah, not at all.
A, not the same for everyone. B, don't expect and go. And C, what was the third point? Don't expect and go. It's not the same for everyone. And third, don't plan it and go. That, oh, I will do this and this and this, okay, and this. And
yeah.
Sometimes instead of going A, B, C, D, E, you go A, C, D, E, F. You miss the B. Right? Don't go plan. No, go with knowledge. Go with, if for example, if someone is doing it to me and maybe they're going wrong, you can guide them through your own body.
Yeah. Communication.
First, it's very, very important. And go with the concept of, remember, it's your first time.
Yeah.
When you start writing, you just don't write in calligraphy. You go slowly. You start writing the teda teda A and teda teda B. So it's not necessary that you will start with teda teda. You might have like a perfect line as well. But again, don't stick to that notion as well. Maybe your second time might not be that good.
That's a great way of putting it, actually. I don't think you get it right the first time at all.
So just
honestly, nothing is perfect. And just like we have talked about in the whole episode, ki media creating unrealistic expectations. Right. Similarly, the thing you were saying, that is again one unrealistic expectation.
So, yeah, I mean, that's about it. And go with an open mind. What if that person does something different to you? Pata bhi nahi kuch karta hai. Invent your wages.
And you will and sometimes it's like you never knew that I would like that. You have to explore, communicate, explore, guide.
Right.
Sometimes you understand. Can't explain to yourself. Like, yes, you're enough for yourself, but sometimes let other people's advantages add to yours.
Yeah. Let them also explore with you, you know.
Okay, thank you for that.
I would like
to add one thing. I'm very scared now that my parents might hear this. I'm very scared, so you know, we could.
I don't think we've talked about anything that anyone should not be talking about. You know, this has not been some like.
One word only. It's normal. Don't worry. All right. I mean, we understand. We really, really do. But you might be like being one volunteer, you will be actually promoting this. And a lot of girls will look at you. Even other kids of your age will look at you and they'll be like, okay, listen, it's fine and it's not. So one person being courageous enough is enough for, you know, them to lead the army of like 1,000 others. So,
I think Sanjali, like this might be a good time for you to weigh in, because you did mention that you didn't like have this conversation with your parents, and now you're at a stage where they are sort of okay. They know what you're doing with Shout, and they're involved. I think that is a journey that a lot of us want to have with our parents also.
See, there's a huge generation gap between our parents and us, and we have to accept that some things, you know, does not come that naturally to them to accept. So it might happen with us also. Like, for example, when we are parents, we can't accept some facts which, you know, our kids are experiencing. So sometimes, see, there are things you can't explain to them or make them understand. So you have to ignore. Or sometimes you sit down and try to explain why you're doing this or how is it important. And if even after your trials and errors, they don't understand, it's okay. But in the end, it is what it is. And it's a very natural thing.
Right.
So if they don't understand, it's all right. But if you try, they will understand at some point. Not immediately, then later on in life, they will.
I have another thing to just add to this. It's better to always just accept the reality than just living in denial.
Yeah.
You know, like, kab tak chupa loge yaar, you know. I mean, legal age is also 18. So, till when can you hide things? And I mean, if you're so particular about hiding it, like, oh, you know, ek hota that you're so adamant that, no, I don't want my child to know. Then keep them away from social media. You know, keep them away from friends.
Keep them away from Netflix.
Keep them away from everything around them. Tum kitni cheeze rok loge. And even if you do that, you're still not going to succeed with your motive because it is something so natural.
If you keep things away, you know, kids get very sneaky, you know.
Very, very sneaky.
Very sneaky. And Netflix has everything, just like you said right now. Netflix shows everything these days, okay? That makes kids even more curious.
Very no, awesome. I think the way to coax your parents into talking about sex is to just tell them that you're going to find out anyway. So might as well like find out from a reliable source rather than like, you know, porn and Netflix and Chetan Bhagat books. Because Chetan Bhagat books are also unrealistic.
No, I'm literally going to add to that that any book that talks about soft porn or any sexual act.
Fifty Shades of Grey. Take an example.
Yeah.
Take Mills and Boons. You take, you know, there was a time when Wattpad became a thing and then After was right? So After set such unrealistic expectations. They're doing things in the waterfall. You know, there's a truth. You know, I mean, anything, everything in the creative field, movies, songs, books, everything is unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
And the more we realize it, the better it's going to be.
I think it's also like, I guess, meant to be, right? If you show it for what it really is, then maybe it's not that attractive and maybe it doesn't look that good or doesn't sound that good. So you do exaggerate, you do add a little masala to it. And that's fair. I don't think Karan Johar has a responsibility to educate like the world about like what sex is actually like. I think that is the responsibility of like institutions and schools and like parents. This has been a lovely conversation, you guys. We didn't intend for this to be an all like female panel. I think there may be a second episode on sex education with a few boys. But this has been a lot of fun. I think there's a lot that we've talked about, from like just sex to vaginal discharge. I think it's a lot. And I know that this is going to be like helpful to anyone who tunes in. So thank you so much for doing this on a Saturday evening with us. It's really been lovely.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
And it was lovely. Lovely speaking to you. Lovely getting to know like that, you know, a perspective which you've been through and it just has its own sense of, you know, it's so naive. As an age, like, you know, everyone's so gullible, everyone's just accepting everything as it is. So it's great that we got this opportunity.
It was a very frank conversation.
Be frank. I think that's something that's needed.
Yeah.
We need more podcasts and, you know, occurrences like these that we can normalize.
Yeah.
One step
at Yeah. Yes.
Let's hope this conversation is the first of like many more.